Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hello, Jared. How are you?
Hi, Brad.
How was your day?
Okay.
Mine was too. So happy to see you again.
You sounded.
I who?
You sounded.
I sounded?
Sounded it.
I sound it. You know what?
What?
You know what makes me sad?
What, Derpy?
When we're about to do a show and I have to pee,
oh,
and the rest of the gang won't let me go.
Oh.
Wait. 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 All done. Much better now.
Unacceptable.
Apparently, Matt's not going to join in.
Have we started?
Yes, the show has begun.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Doing a little, I don't know, Eeyore thing, if you want to call it that, Jared.
I don't know what you would call it.
A little, we're just kind of messing around before the show, and I thought, hey, this might be a good way to start the show. I'm always trying to come up with new ways to start the show, new intros. We don't have a guy doing an intro. I mean, I could make one of you write an intro and say it, but none of you like to get into the whole announcer thing. So it's like, I don't know. And I'd feel stupid doing my own announcership on my own show. You know what I mean? It would
you
be kind of weird.
That.
You think so?
Here's
awesome.
Me.
I think Craig Kilborn used to do that.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Here I am.
Hilarious.
Hey, let's start the show tonight by saying, Todd, would it be difficult to get the effing echo off of us, please? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to turn it up for you.
And while we're in the mood, let's just go ahead and ram right at Todd Sheets for the first few minutes of this show. Okay, first of all, we get here. And Jared, you know what it's like with Todd. If you give him crap about a certain thing, for example, let's just take, for example, the studio getting more and more and more and more crowded with crap, okay? We've continuously given him hell for this, right? So we walk in the door, and before we even have a chance to make any comments, he goes ahead and heads us off at the pass and tells us, sorry about the stuff here, but had a situation and somebody always almost dies. That's how stuff ends
no
up
died.
Here.
No one died.
You said he had gallbladder surgery.
The drummer for Jedi Superstar had to rush out of here because he had to go to the hospital.
Was it heat induced?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Because it's kind of roasty in here too. We got like a drum set under the studio table.
Yes, and apparently the sun.
A drum set inside Tupperware, apparently. Look at this.
What?
I don't know.
It's probably the only thing not diseased.
Now, what noise am I hearing today? Is that's somebody getting a massage next door, isn't it? It's like one of them little... This sounds like a massage. Hear that?
Hear that, or there's a very happy woman over there.
I don't know. I could be.
Right.
Hey, now. Hey, hey, hey. So, more on Todd Sheets. Last week on the show, nobody mentioned it to me. And I don't know what that means because Jackalope's version of the show still has this on there. Todd Sheets, now how many shows have we done? 49 shows, and we've only had one person curse on this show, and that's been multiple times. And Todd Sheets, last week on the show, we all missed it. Okay, but I think it was because we were all worried about me struggling to find my Celebrity Apprentice list of cast, you know, cast members. Here's Todd Sheets in the background as I'm trying to find the list. I had...
Get your shit together.
Here it is. What? What? What is your problem?
I got a bit excited and used an expletive I shouldn't have used. I apologize, and I can promise it won't happen again.
What is your problem? What is your problem?
I was making it funny.
It wasn't even funny.
It was kind of funny.
Well, it was funny that you did it and nobody heard it. Now, you told us when the mic, right before the show started, that you said, I thought my mic was off and I thought I was only talking to you guys. You and I both know you don't have that kind of setup here.
I do, because I thought you could hear me through the little door there.
Yes, that kind of setup, I'm sure.
I apologize, and I can promise it won't happen again.
Please repeat after Lee Corso one more time.
I apologize, and I can promise it won't happen again.
I apologize, and it might happen again.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. That's nice.
I had to get your shit together.
Here it is. I mean, come on, man.
It's all good.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
In his defense.
Yes, sir.
Someone almost died back there, or drove off a cliff, or their car broke down, or someone got sick,
or Sam wasn't recording,
or yes,
that's
exactly.
Enough from you, man.
Or there was a bad cord.
Ladies and gentlemen, Magic Matt Flynn in the house tonight doing the show with us. How are you, Magic Matt?
Doing all right.
Good. I haven't used that one yet.
I don't think so.
No, I don't.
I
think
like
so.
That one.
Did hey, speaking of Matt Flynn, I know you like that. Tell you want to tell everybody why? Because apparently RG3 is now not going to be your quarterback.
No, they played too well to draft him, so it sounds like it's going to be Flynn
or
Peyton Manning.
Yes, everybody thinks they're going
to. I can't even talk about that one because I start to get all sweaty and lightheaded.
Yeah, like I told you, what did I tell you via text about Matt Flynn? Welcome. You can have your own Matt Castle. You can find out what that's like.
Yeah, another friend of mine compared him to. He hopes he's not the next Scott Mitchell.
Yeah, Scott Mitchell.
We all remember Scott Mitchell.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh, thanks for ruining it.
Big
for me.
Big time QB for the Dolphins. Yeah, yeah. Hey, but speaking of Matt Flynn in the news, did you hear about his brother?
No.
Errol.
No.
Ta-dum, boom. Thank you.
I thought
you?
About that. It was going through my head right before you said
of
it.
Of course.
Like, no, he can't possibly be going there.
Always think. I'm being funny. I'm being funny. So last year at this time, wait a minute. So that ends our introduction today of Mr. Magic Matt Flynn. You know him and love him. That's right. Now we got another guy here. He's red. He's bad. He's good. All at the same time.
Oscar is very, very sensitive.
It's good to have you. You're going to go on a long string of shows. We were talking about it before we started this show.
We were. You were coercing me, if I recall.
I'm very excited about having you here so many shows in a row. I give you homework all the time, and I love your homework. I love the job you do on your homework. A+ all around.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Very kind of you as well. Looking forward to... not watching the Super Bowl at your house, but still being at your house here in a couple weeks.
Well, you'll be watching your phone, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I've said it before, and I will be tweeting like a madman during that Super Bowl. Guarantee. I'm going to piss you off, I'm sure.
I just find it somewhat ironic that you expressed a little bit of concern about not having enough, you know, AFCAR time, and yet you choose, if it were just the two of us, I'd be sharing you with your phone and all your countless followers. So really, bot is calling kettle black.
That is not true. Now, Matt, help me out here. If we were alone during the Super Bowl, I would not tweet during the Super Bowl. If we had one-on-one time, mano y mano, if it was me and Matt or if it was me and Jared, I would not tweet. And I think Matt believes me. Am I right, Matt?
I believe you.
Okay.
And I think the only exception would be if it were you and I together, it would be something that we both had to tweet about that we'd give ourselves a pass.
Well, this is true. The difference between Matt and I would be we'd probably tweet to each other during the Super Bowl while sitting next
to the same.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But that makes a horrible statement.
It does. It really does. It's like your wife texting you when dinner's ready.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But I guarantee you, Jared, if you would like to not invite anybody else over to your house and kick your wife and daughter out, I promise I won't tweet.
I can't do that.
Okay. So I'm going
to
tweet.
Who am I to keep all this great cooking to myself?
This is a Super Bowl nobody cares about. You know that, right? I mean, unless...
I don't care about everyone else.
I know you don't.
That's part of what being a fan of a specific team...
Unless you're a Patriots fan or a Giants fan, you are not interested in this game. This is one of the rare Super Bowls. It's hard to root for either team if you're not a fan. I mean, there's no reason to root. Give me, I mean, I'm going to ask you, put you on the spot right now. Give me a good reason to root for the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And if you say because Bob Kraft's wife died, I will punch your red hair right off your head.
No, no, no. I would say that part of it is just, I mean, just involves rooting against. I mean, if there's someone, if you despise one against the other, there are all sorts of evil things you could root to happen.
Yeah, that's true. But I just can't find it. I mean, I've tried.
You know, it wouldn't be a problem if you're, this wouldn't even be the situation where your team borderline competent.
What? This is true.
So you really, I mean, there's a lot of self-directed anger that I think is cyclically.
You know, but I do take, you know, great solace in knowing that once again, the reason the Cowboys are not in the Super Bowl or even made it to the playoffs was because of the team that happens to be in the Super Bowl. I mean, that helps a little bit, you know.
It does, but there were some, you know, the Cowboys had the destiny in their own hands at one point.
I know they did, but they played a hot team, and it's no excuse. They suck, but, you know. I don't want to talk about the Super Bowl too much. I know how Matt feels about it. Agreed?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I don't think it's a bad game, though. You know,
it's a good matchup.
It's a worst-case scenario for the Patriots, honestly, because it's not a good matchup for them. They've had trouble with the Giants before, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and it could be quite a few points scored in it. It's going to be an entertaining game. It may not be the best rooting interest game there is, because it's kind of hard to root for a Boston or a New York team at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, for most of the country. But as far as game-wise, I expect it to be a pretty good game.
I kind of agree.
You know, sometimes, honestly, the games I've enjoyed the most are the ones where I don't have a rooting interest.
I agree. I'm actually kind of looking forward to not having a rooting interest in this one for a change. I mean, a strong way or another that I want it to go. So, and I'm good with that. So, Jared, we're still happy to have you along with us, even though you're a Patriots fan.
Hey, guys, let's just all admit it, okay? Dwight's better than us.
Just kidding. We love you anyway. You don't get that. I know. You kind of look like Dwight, actually.
Yeah, just
a little bit. Just a little bit. Where am I going next? We did Eeyore. We talked about the crap under the studio table.
Right.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. This one is more for Jared. I got to ask, though. I'm going to ask all of you this question. This came to mind here a little while ago when I was pulling up to the studio. Last year at this time, it was colder than I thought to myself then. Teats, or for lack of a better term, teats on a, and I'm like, I said to myself, is it board or is it bore? And it gives me two visuals that I can see both. I can see teats on a board, and I can see teats on a bore. But a bore is a man, or a male.
No, the male. The saying is actually useless as teats on a bore, but colder than witches.
Teats.
Yes.
Boy,
colder than a witch's.
Made a
kind of mangled that one.
Complete
there.
Mess out of the entire thing. Yeah. Anything to add to the teats there, Matt?
No, I think you about covered it.
Okay, maybe I should just shut up about teats.
Unless Sheet you teats or
top. Yeah, now Shad Teats.
Right.
He's a good porn. He's a great porn producer.
Right.
He mixes, you know, porn with horror and Celebrity Apprentice all in the same films. And a few weeks ago on the show, I opened up the show with a wonderful clip from Ari Gold on Entourage. Even though this entire series is over now, I'm still got two seasons to go, so I'm still kind of into the whole Entourage thing. So I wanted to play this special clip when Eric Murphy, okay, goes to the doctor with a little bit of what he thinks could be a disease.
How many sexual partners have you had?
Well, I'm just worried about this one in particular.
Well, I still need to get a general idea of your history.
I don't know. The normal amount?
Multiple partners? Any group sex?
Is this really relevant?
Yes.
I had a threesome once with two girls.
Ever given anal sex?
I tried once. No.
Ever received?
No.
Do you use protection?
Usually. Not this time, obviously.
And this partner told you that she may have something?
Well, no, but a friend of mine who was with her thinks she may have given him something, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Well, we're still going to need to get a swab.
What are you going to do with that thing?
Exactly what you're hoping I won't do.
Yeah, not the doctor's visit you want to have there. Yeah. So
that sounds unpleasant.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of does. I just wanted to play that. I thought it was kind of funny. One of those things where I laughed my ass off when I saw it. But here we are. doing a show.
Yes.
And I have a few other things that I'm like, yeah, okay, so we're doing a show. Okay.
Way to set the scene there.
Boy, Jared, how you doing? What kind of a day has it been for you?
Warm.
This kind of reminds me of when we did the old show and we did the ghosts from the portal.
Yes.
Yes.
There were many things going on in that
place. Many strange things. So, all right, look, here's, I wanted to discuss this because I do have a short story to tell that goes along with it. Jared, I think it was you several months ago that brought to my attention, and correct me if I'm wrong, a great video about how to give a proper man shake slash hug. Was it you?
I don't think so.
Did you see the video? Maybe you haven't seen it. Well, it's on the website, and I will repost it tonight after the show.
Okay.
Okay. It's a fantastic video, and Matt, you've seen it, right?
I watched it today.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's very, very cool. It really goes into detail in a comedic way about how to properly give a man hug without looking too gay or feminine or whatever the case might be.
Awkward.
Awkward, right. And it's a fantastic, maybe a 3-minute video or a 4-minute video. Oh, you got to see it, Jared. You definitely have to see it. But the reason I bring it up is I think it's appropriate to say that there are times when a man hug is okay. And I can honestly give you a perfect example. I don't know if Matt can remember this, but New Year's Eve, I'm over at Matt's house.
Where's yep. this going?
And it's not New Year's Eve night. It's New Year's Eve in the afternoon. We had the families together. And as we left, I reached in and gave Matt a proper handshake slash semi-man hug, correct?
Yep.
Yep, but it was very, very appropriate. There was no, you know.
There's no groping.
There's no groping. No
unnecessary lingering.
No, exactly. No uncomfortable lingering. This is true. Yep. This is true. It was the, and I'll even give you an example, Jared. It was this. It was the, we go towards each other with the hands out as we're saying goodbye. Go ahead and give me your hand here. Give me your hand, Jared. Don't be gay.
Give
me your hand.
No.
Jared's
You actually
scared.
Really did that.
Scared. I did, because I knew you by at this point that you were going to be ridiculous and not take my hand. Anyway, so, and we leaned in a little bit and kind of did the whole, almost the chest bump to the side as we reached around each other's back and kind of patted each other on the upper shoulder back area. Is that about the best way to describe it, Matt?
Yeah, it was by the book. You watched that video.
You clearly.
It's by the book,
yes.
Man.
See? Yeah, you have to see the video to understand how to do it. You know, Jared, I've never given you one before. I don't feel comfortable actually giving you one. And I know you wouldn't feel comfortable receiving one or giving one.
I'm glad either. We're on the same page
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not as close to you as I am to Matthew.
I just don't like being touched.
I understand that. Side point. Got to tell this story. Don't talk much about my work for a variety of reasons. Okay. I mean, you know, the main problem is it's what
Hello.
I do, you know?
It's your-
I mean.
Drug dealer.
You can't talk about this stuff, you know? So,
in case you needed anything at all.
But I'll tell you the story real quick. It's not really even a story. It's just a whole thing. I've told you about the guy who comes in at 8:15 in the morning and stinks up the bathroom. It's like, why can't you do that at home before you come to the office?
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And this guy has a lot of strange issues. And he, unfortunately, is also a toucher. And I don't mean that, you know, in the terms that, you know, he's a bad, you know, kid toucher. He's just a toucher. He's not, you know, kid toucher, as far as I know. I mean, I can't say for sure. He could be. I don't know. A little creepy. And this is where he's kind of creepy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he likes to touch people in a way that is semi-inappropriate. And he'll touch. There's a lady that works for us who, you know, when he touches her, it oogles me out. It kind of makes me like go, you know. And
what, did he slip his hand under her shirt?
No, he's very big with the massage-ish touching of the shoulders when they come up behind you.
But is that more feebly rubby thing?
Well, I don't. You know, sometimes you'll actually put a little massage effort into it. And it's not right.
He do it to you?
And he did. He's done it to me.
Oh.
So he does it to this lady that works with us that I've known for years. Okay? And it makes me want to hurl in my mouth. And then he does it to me. And I've told him a couple times, like, dude, don't. You really don't need to touch me when you're telling me this. You know? It's okay. A few times I said, hey, space, you know, right. Distance, please. You know, kind of drawing the box around yourself. I mean, he's the kind of guy that has to get right in your face when he's talking to you. And it's like, what point, how many sexual harassment suits do you have to have brought up against you at work to understand that it's not okay?
Yeah.
All you got to do is do that to one person that's the wrong person. And that doesn't necessarily have to be a female. Let's be honest. I could file a complaint against him.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. So that's, I understand the no touching thing. I am not a major toucher myself. I mean, for example, the only affection I show my mother-in-law was as a hug. Okay? It's nothing against her. It's just, I just don't have that thing with her.
How
with
far
my mother-in-law.
Beyond that would you?
Yeah, I mean, there's never been any peck on the cheek or anything.
I haven't either.
Now, on the contrary, Magic Matt's mother likes to give me kisses on the cheek.
She's a hugger.
Yeah, and that's fine because I'm okay with that. From a female, quite honestly, almost any female can hug me. I'm okay with that. I don't mind. Almost any female can kiss me. That's okay. I don't mind. But it's when the guys start doing the massage thing on the shoulders and stuff. Uh-huh. That's weird. That's weird. You know, a proper man hug is okay if it's a mutual thing. You know, Jerry Vermin, you mm-hmm. used to be on the old show.
Yeah.
You know, he's turned into a little bit more of a man hugger himself since he's moved to Omaha from Kansas City here a few years ago. And I've noticed this, and it's kind of just a distance, you know, thing where he wants to show a little bit more of appreciation for seeing you when he sees you, which is weird knowing Jerry Vermin because Jerry Vermin has more tattoos than a convict. He's got the spiky black hair. You know, he's in his early 40s. He's got every nose ring and earring known to mankind. But here's, you know, an affectionate man, but in a proper man-huggy kind of way. Yes, sir.
Can I interject that if you're okay with your masculinity and you're not, like, worried about stuff, then you should be able to do a man-hug okay?
Would you like to answer that, Jared?
No,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's okay.
No,
it's okay.
I mean,
it's okay.
It has nothing to do with... I don't like women really touching me out of the blue either. I mean, that's not...
Do you hug your father? Ever?
Occasionally.
Occasionally?
Not like, gratuitously or incessantly.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. Well, look... Nothing against you. I'm just giving you crap. But everybody is different in that regard. And especially when it comes to the dude hugging. A dude's hugging. I understand that. I mean, it's no problem. It's no problem at all. You ever hug Steve?
No.
David?
He's weirder about it than I probably am.
David?
No. The occasion hasn't arisen. I mean, what?
Of course, he's a lot shorter than you. That'd be an awkward hug.
Well, that's the other thing.
You'd
right?
have to actually bend over like...
Or I'd have to pick him up. And that would be kind of awkward.
Yeah. See, Matt and I, thankfully Matt, although a little bit shorter than I am, not really as short as I remember him when he was a young teenage boy, you know, driving his parents' station wagon to the station, you know. But so we actually had a proper hug with height. Now, this brings me to my quick story before we go to the break. And this, I had an extremely awkward moment here a few weeks ago during a convention for my business. And it was a female. Okay. She came up to me, and I've known her now for a couple of years, I believe. Not even two years yet. But we've had some good conversations about business and stuff like that, and maybe a little bit of personal stuff, but nothing major. And she saw me, and she came up to me, and I was already talking to somebody else. And when she came up, I'm thinking, okay, you know, I'm at a work function. It's a convention thing. You know, I'm thinking handshake. I mean, that's what I've been doing the entire time I'm here. I don't hug any customers. I generally handshake them. That's what it is. And then I quickly get out the, you know, the Purell, and rub my hands together. You know, and get the germs off. You know?
Right.
So I start to extend my hand, and I don't think she saw it. Quite a bit shorter than I am. I don't think she saw it right away, and she was coming in and up for a hug. And we ended up doing this. Yeah, I got to tell you, Matt. I mean,
she rammed you?
Yeah, well, something like it was the weirdest freaking thing. I almost dropped an F-bomb there. It's the weirdest thing because I'm sitting here thinking about my hug with Matt, and I'm thinking how perfect it was in a proper manner for two guys to hug. And I'm thinking that That was in a perfect world. If I would have caught it in time, that's what I would have tried to have given her. But she was trying to get the full on with me there. You know, it was like, so it was this weird, just, I can't even explain. My hand ended up being crunched up against myself as I was holding her hand. It's right. I was kind of flapping my hands around.
You were T-Rexing it.
You know, kind of T-Rexing like Rachel Ray. Yeah, with her short little T-Rex arms. Yeah.
Hey, Rachel Ray.
Yeah. So she does have T-Rex arms. But you know, and the thing is, I mean, this gal's a cute little gal, too. So it was like, if I would have known the hug was coming, I would have made sure I got my fill, you know. But I didn't know it was coming. And it was really awkward. And I still feel embarrassed about it. I want to make it good. But by then it was too late. So I'm going to have to wait till the next time and expect a hug. And then I'll end up getting a handshake by what's going to happen. You know, it was just weird. It was just awkward. It was, at the very least, it should have been a manly type handshake hug, you know, like Matt and I had. But no, with her, it was just this weird, awkward, you know, I think I want to have sex with you, but I'm not really sure. Do you have a condom? It was just this really weird, awkward thing. It just wasn't right.
Would it have been worse if she did the European face cheek kiss?
That bugs me a little bit. That
I've had that done. Now it bugs me more from a guy, I'll admit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I wonder if your friend Steve gets that when he goes overseas from some of the Europeans when he goes over there.
Possibly. We
should ask him that. But you got to be careful with affections, and you just never know what you're going to get. I mean, you know, now that I know she's a semi-hugger, then, you know, I guess I'll know to be aware. But like I said, now it's like I'll probably get the handshakes now that she's like, I wonder if she felt as awkward as I did during that entire thing.
Was she just lurching at you, arms outstretched, and kind of Frankenstein zombie? Give me a hug, Brad.
I don't know. It was like, you know, if you see somebody from a distance, you can kind of set it off and get it going by reaching out your hand. And then it's kind of like with me and Matt. Matt and I were like, you know, a good 5 or 6 feet away when we started to say goodbye. And I don't know which one of us had our hand out first, but, you know, let's just say I did. He saw my hand coming. We just kind of went forward a little bit to the side and, you know, reached arm around the back and shoulder and patted a couple times and, you know, said, and of course, as Matt saw in the video, it's always good to say a couple things like, hey, it's really good to see you while you're doing the, you know, the affectionate pat part instead of, you know, just doing it. You know, you say, you know,
and not stopping.
What, Matt? Yeah.
I was going to say the most important part too is, like they talked about in that video, is keeping your chin up.
Yes.
And eyes straight ahead. Don't turn in.
That's
kind
right.
of snuggle in towards the person. And that's not good.
Yeah, and that's what happened with this hug with this female. It's like she was, I mean, I would have liked to have done the man hug, but she was like going full on and got like in the middle of me. And it was like, hey, are we dancing or what are we doing here? You know, it's just the strangest thing. There's no music, you know. So I just, it was a really awkward moment. And I've been meaning to share that for a few weeks. And I thought this was a good time. So there's your story. I don't get to tell stories much, but I used to. Remember, 2.5 hours of stories and 1/2 hour of funnies on the old show.
Yes, I do remember. Lots of stories.
I know.
Story time with Gramps.
Speaking of stories, song to story coming up next. I'm going to honestly put my best foot forward on these. Todd, Matt, you got to let me, got to give me a chance on these. I'm going to actually try this time. Okay?
You haven't been trying before?
Well, I've been trying, but I've been getting stressed out. And I want to do a little bit of, I want to get into Eeyore mode and start thinking real slow. And if I think real slow, I might be able to get one of them. We'll see.
All right.
Bear with me. Let's take a break and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back. When you buy a car, do you want the cheapest thing you can find?
I can't believe I didn't just go ahead and buy a good car.
Now I have to walk
with my baby in the dark, alone.
How about a new TV?
What the hell? I had to buy a cheapo TV from Mark.
Or a house.
Sure, divorce me if you want to. I'm trying to save money. So what if it's got a hole in the roof? I come back here. Don't leave me, honey. Don't leave me. I love you.
I'm
mean, sure, a good deal is great, but I would hope you'd be more interested in the quality of the product. And those are just material things. When it comes to your body art, shouldn't your standards be much, much higher? Shouldn't you want the best? Trust Your Body Art to the place that has consistently employed the best artists, provided the best customer service, and has continued to evolve the tattoo industry here in Monroe. Big Johnson's Body Art Studio, right next to Sal's Saloon on Louisville Avenue in Monroe. Call 329-9INK.
Proud to call you his fake friend, The Brad Westmar Show.
Welcome back to The Brad Westmar Show. Stop it, Todd. I'm going to come in there and beat the bat ears off of you. Man. Man. Hey, real quick, I wanted to mention, you might have heard we've been playing some promos during the show for a Rambling Morons podcast at ramblingmorons.com. I will be appearing on that show this Sunday and looking forward to it. It's actually hosted and created by Chris Kamler, also known on Twitter as Fake Ned Yost. So looking forward to hanging out with him this Sunday and being on the show. I have no idea what we're going to talk about, quite honestly. Yes, sir.
I kind of think it's kind of cool. That's that show.
You like it?
Yeah, I do.
Well, so do I.
They should come on here sometime.
I will also mention to you, I believe he's confirmed, Chris Kamler will also be joining us on next week's show to play Match Game here on the Brad Westmar Show. So a little tag team action going on there back and forth. So looking forward to that. Wanted to get that out of the way. That's their promo this week, ramblingmorons.com. So first of all, we got a couple things going on tonight, song-wise. This is your part.
Kapow.
That's right. Kapow. This is Song to Story. We had a couple Song to Stories left over from the last time we did them, and we've pulled them from the archives, and you've pulled them from your archives. And if you don't know what Song to Story is, we'll tell you real quickly. Jared has taken a roughly popular song and rewritten the lyrics in his own prose. And we are supposed to listen to the lyrics as he reads them out loud in his prose and figure out exactly what song it is. And
correct.
I am the world's, well, I may be the best Bass Ackwards fantasy football player ever to not get a t-shirt. I am the world's worst Song to Story player. So I am asking Matt and Todd to hold their beans as they figure out what this song is while I rack my stupid little brain to try to join them in the championship here. So I'm ready when you are, mister.
Okay. This is a relatively short song, so I went ahead and did two verses.
Okay.
Because there's really not much of a chorus. That might be a, well, there's sort of.
Holiday Road by Lindsey Buckingham?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
There are those among us innately designed to oscillate the banner. Oh, they are vermilion, snowy, and azure. And when the collection of musical instrumentalists perform honor to the foremost leader, oh, they direct the artillery toward you, deity. It is not I. It is not I. I am not the male offspring of one of two state-elected national representatives. It is not I. It is not I. I am no blessed male offspring. Yes. I have another verse if you need it.
All right. I want you to stop right there for a second.
Sure.
I want to ask a couple of questions. Matt, any ideas yet? Don't tell us your answer.
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Todd, any ideas? You think?
Yes.
Okay, stand by. Okay. What you just read was the chorus, correct?
It is not.
It's the popular part of the song?
Yeah.
Will you please repeat the chorus?
Yeah.
It is not I.
It is not I. It is not I. I am not the male offspring of one of two state-elected national representatives.
What?
It is not I. It is not I. I am no blessed male offspring.
And I got this.
You are so good at this. For a guy who has a disturbingly bad potty mouth in both radio and and his Jedi Superstar lyrics.
Yes.
By the way, the first song, I mean, I already texted you about this. The first song on that new album.
You digging that?
That bitch is bat S word crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good.
I loved that.
That's
when you sent me that text.
That's good. I thought you would. So let's see here. All right. Go ahead and read the next verse, my friend.
There are those among us born grasping a semi-precious metallic implement of food shoveling. Deity, they do not offer themselves assistance. When those assigned the duty of collecting tariffs arrive at the portal, deity, the domicile somewhat resembles a sale of secondhand possessions. It is not I. It is not I. I am not the male offspring of someone with 1 × 10⁻⁷ dollars.
What?
It is not I. It is not I.
I got this.
I am no blessed male offspring.
Come on, let me say it.
Click.
I know it.
All right, you do? All right.
Yep.
All right, Jared, I want you to help. I want you to help me with some hints first.
Sure.
Clearly, it is not I. It is not I. It's got to translate to it's not me.
Right.
Okay. So it's not me. It's not me. Is that
right.
It's okay. I am not.
What male offspring? What's the typical male offspring?
Male offspring would be a son.
Right.
I am not the son.
Right.
I'm shut up, a-hole. I'm going to beat you. I had
to get your shit together.
Here it is.
So if you focus on that last line of the chorus, it isn't. It's not me. It's not me. I am no blank son. So you have blessed. Someone who's blessed could also be.
I can't take it anymore. I can't. It's, you know, if we weren't on the air right now, I'd let you walk me through this and just while these guys are just biting their tongues.
You could just play it.
This is killing me. I need to let them give their answer. Guys, say it on the count of three at the same time. I want you to give the. Do you guys both know the name of the artist?
Oh, yes.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Give me the name of the artist, first of all, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Close enough. All right.
Listen to that. Mad Matt lost.
See, I'm not very familiar with this song. This is Unfortunate Son, isn't it?
Or Fortunate Son.
Fortunate son. Oh, he's kind of unfortunate, but okay. All right. Now I'm with you. I'm not a very...
Right.
I'm not very Neil Young oriented here.
No, it's not Neil Young!
There are those among us oscillating the banner. Vermilion, snowy, and azure. Honor to the foremost leader. Direct their artillery toward you.
It ain't me.
It ain't me. That's right.
Okay.
One of two state elected national representatives.
Okay. I don't know this song good enough. That's my problem. And that's no excuse. All right. I'm impressed, Matt. I mean, that song is way, way before your time. So
thank you.
Yeah.
There are so
very
many
nice
movies that it's in, though. I think it kind of transcends.
That's true. That is a great song, by the way. Why is that song not on my iPod? It's going there. I think it is on my iPod. Wait a minute.
Now, hold on. How come Magic Matt got the props and I'm the one who said the right band?
Because you get every single one of them right.
He said Neil Young, for God's sake.
Seriously, Todd, for crying out loud.
Is it not Neil Young singing that song?
No, it's Creedence Clearwater Revival and John Fogerty. But that's okay. You deserve a pass for that.
No, he doesn't.
You're like 21. It's okay. It's okay.
Damn you!
No, it's okay, Matt. It's okay. We need to make fun of Todd some more because he needs all the kudos he can get.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
But don't forget.
When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money.
There you go. How much money do you have in your pocket right now?
About $4.
Okay. Enough for dinner. Let's move on to number six.
Okay, and this one, you should get this one, so no pressure.
All right, no pressure at all. We're going to do it the same way we did last time, if you will, guys. Go right ahead, Jared.
Were you to activate me, I'd be incapable of ceasing motion. Were you to activate me, I'd be incapable of ceasing motion. Were you to activate me, I'd be incapable of ceasing motion. I've been operating in a state of excessive heat. You have me making audible periodic expressions of time, and I'm going to explode. Were you to activate me, I'd be incapable of ceasing motion. There's a little bit more, too.
That really sounds like the Rolling Stones to me. Can I say that out loud? Is that the Rolling Stones? Can I say? Wait.
Do you want to see?
Well, you know what? Before you answer the
it's
question,
really easy.
Is it the Rolling Stones, Todd?
It is.
Okay. Give me credit for that, guys.
Yeah.
Give me credit. Yeah.
Start me up. I'll never stop.
There we go. I knew it was a Stones song, but I had to think about it. I was thinking Satisfaction. I was thinking Start Me Up would be too obvious. But you know what? That's right. Time for kickoff.
Were you to activate me?
Yeah.
Start Me Up.
Yeah. Matt, I'm sorry I didn't give you a chance.
I had it.
Did you have it? Okay.
I had it.
Sure you did. No, I'm kidding. I know you did.
I thought it was Neil Young.
I said...
No, it's the Beatles.
You should know that. You should know that before I do. Like 50.
This is Burt Ward, right? Go ahead.
I'd be incapable of unceasing motion.
Yeah.
I've been operating in a state of excessive heat.
I love it.
Will you activate me?
Yeah.
I'd be incapable of seizing motion. Incapable of seizing motion.
Yep.
Incapable of seizing motion. You force an adult grown male to express salty water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Doesn't he talk about something about making a dead man see?
Yeah, he does.
What? You didn't get that
disperse
far.
Disperse the lubricant.
Disperse lubricant.
I stroll the effortless transit in a cruel, cruel mechanical contrivance.
That's good. That's good. I like it. You're so good at that. I mean, you actually deserve a big, big canned round of applause, I think. Nice. Very good. Very good, Mr. Afkar.
Well, you know, like the key is to focus on the point of repetition. You know,
yeah.
If there's a phrase that's repeated over and over again, then that kind of balloons out from there.
The choruses really do help in that regard. Now, let's not forget, folks, I was actually the first one to write them. And while I don't think I did that bad of a job, because I think it was still fun for everybody, you do such a much better job that it's classic. I love it. And by the way, speaking of our good friend Robin, I found this. I knew I had it. Ladies and gentlemen, Burt Ward.
Hi, kids. It's me, your pal, the Boy Wonder. Taking this opportunity to catch up on my fan mail.
His man mail.
Even as a boy wonder, it's really hard to read all the tons of mail I get.
You don't like that?
I like
Here
how
is a happy letter from someone just about your age.
I like how he says a boy wonder as though it's like an occupation.
Yeah, well, he kind of was, you know.
Are there other boy wonders?
A cold chill runs up my spine.
Well, there was the Wonder Twins, right?
Right, but I mean, a boy wonder. I mean, he says it as though that's an op. You know, you could fill that out.
What's his occupation?
Right.
I mean, let's.
But
are
there others? Is there a boy wonder guild?
There may have been. I mean, Todd was once a boy wonder during the abandonment. I mean,
what?
You're going to swear again, aren't you?
Nope.
All right. Why don't we take another break? When we come back, I have some very special Jared's favorite segment, Jared's favorite game, Quattro Smash.
I'd like it more if it didn't make my head hurt. I don't know why it has that effect on me.
I honestly think that these two will not make your head hurt in the same sense anyway.
Okay.
We'll see. And I put these together. They're very difficult to put together. I'll tell you more about it after the break. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show. Buckle up, get revved up, and get ready for a wild ride. From the producers of the hit TV series, Bait Car, comes this new spinoff series you won't want to miss.
We have roughly 6,200 auto thefts a year. We're finding that a lot of these auto thieves are a bunch of little perverts. That's why we petitioned the government, acquired the funding, and founded a new task force to deal with this problem.
Atlanta, Georgia, a growing world-class city, brimming with business, history, and culture. But it has a familiar problem.
The Atlanta PD's Auto Theft Pervert Task Force is going to clean up this town. That's his dollars, too.
That's a radio check there. Ready to go.
Got it.
Yeah, we taking a car that is under 18 years of age, and that's what we're using to catch these people. We're going to be in Zone 5, which covers most of downtown Atlanta, and we just got to put this car out there and have a little patience to see what turns up.
Within a half hour, a curious crowd begins to congregate. Then...
Yeah, what's this guy in a red jacket, black hat coming your way?
Yeah, I got him right there.
He got gloves on and everything. He looks like he's trying to be professional. He coming up on the driver's side now.
These particular car thieves are looking for cars that are under 18 years of age. And specifically, we want to give them what they're looking for. And, you know, they can walk past it or they can go to jail. It's as simple as that.
It look like he's ready.
Yeah, he's about to get in the car. All right, keep moving.
When the action heats up, the ATLPD ATPTF is there and taking you along for the ride. Get ready for Jailbait Car. We now return to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the wild, wild Brad Westmar Show. See, you threw me off with the echo there.
I did it on purpose.
Nice. Very nice. The wild, wild Brad Westmar show. Maybe it should be called Brad Westmar and what we had the what type of friends we had? We had maintenance friends, we had real friends, we had fake friends.
Right.
We could do Brad Westmar and maintenance friends. Maybe we could call the show that instead of the Brad Westmar show, just to make it fair.
You need a shorter way of saying maintenance friends, though. You know,
MFs. Really, how about MFs? Brad Westmar and his MFs.
And the MFers.
Brad Westmar and his MFs. That would work.
Yeah. I apologize, and I can promise it won't happen again.
What did you do just now?
I kicked the drum set in accidentally.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
I'm not mad. I just forgot it was there.
Well, I wonder why. You're not used to having an entire band under you. You know,
well, it might be.
I don't know. Oh, that bitch is bat S-word crazy. All right, let's go ahead and do Quattro Smash. Now, here's the thing, and I told you before, putting these together is a challenge. It's really weird because I know what the songs are when I put them in here, okay? And just to refresh the listener's memory, I take four songs and I basically mash them together into one, and we play them all at the same time, hear a clip of them, and then you guys try to determine what the four songs are. And it's difficult because you're trying to, if you try to manipulate volume, for example, one of these particular songs is a record from early to mid-90s. And its quality on the CD is not as good as something from, say, I don't know, 2000. Mm-hmm. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. So I try to manipulate things, but then when I manipulate it, then every time you bring something down and bring something else up, the other things come up further. So you can't really manipulate what's louder and what's not.
Right.
It's very difficult. So I put these together thinking, I think they're going to get all four. And I'm really more intrigued to see if Jared can get all four because I think...
I'm a pop culture idiot.
I really think you should get all four. So again, we're going to do this, Todd, Matt, if you don't mind. I definitely want your opinions first. I'm going to actually have Jared write down his answers and then we'll get your opinions first. So... we'll go ahead and I will play this first one. This is Quattro Smash number one. I swear to God, Jared, you're going to get all four of them on the first run here. We'll see. 28 seconds. I'm scared. Here we go.
Wow.
Okay. You know, clearly one of them was way too obvious.
I was going to say, but I couldn't hear anything. Once I figured that one out, it was so hard to hear. I mean, I couldn't even listen to the others because that one just dominated.
You know what? I told you, I was afraid of that, and I apologize, but it was so difficult. And I obviously played too much trying to manipulate them too much. You obviously know what that song was. Matt, do you know what that song was?
No.
Okay.
No, I'd have to hear it again.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play it. So was that the only one you got, Jerry, was the one?
Yeah, I could pick up other artists at the very beginning, but then once the chorus of that other song came up, it just seemed like I couldn't get around it.
I understand. So maybe in one regard, that was a good thing.
Possibly.
You know, kind of a challenging thing. So Matt, you've got zero so far, you think? Probably, okay.
I know an artist, but I don't know the song.
Okay, and do you have one? Was it the loud one there?
I'm thinking so.
Okay, well, just hold your thoughts on that. We'll go ahead and play it one more time here. Here we go. Good luck. Try to block out the obvious one there. I am pretty good at putting these together.
It's like having a roadblock. I cannot get around.
That one's really loud.
Yeah, it is, and I apologize for that. But again, I actually could hear, and I do know what they all are, but I actually could hear two of the other songs. And really, there's one there that I'm shocked you're not getting.
Well, but the thing is, there's like 2 nanoseconds before the other song, before the dominant one comes in.
I know. And it's there. It's there.
I could listen to that over and over again, but just as I'm about to get it, the other one comes in, it just blasts everything out of my mind.
Matt, any further development on your end?
No.
Don't worry. You'll have fun with the next one for sure. So,
all right.
Do you have anything else there? Do you have another one now?
I got one that's on the tip of my mind.
All right, all right. I'm going to play it one more time, and we're going to have to start giving some hints here. So, all right, one more time. Block It Out. Here we go.
Dang it.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm going to give you all four of the artists, but we'll go ahead and get your answers first. Matt, anything new?
Maybe one more artist.
All right.
Maybe.
We're going to let Matt give us one artist name that you think you might have.
Tom Petty's in there.
Okay, that's good. That's the loud one.
Yes.
You knew that too, I assume. Okay. What do you want to tell them what the name of the song is? Do you know?
It's Good to Be King.
Good to Be King. It's Good to Be King. Yep. And that is a very loud CD compared to the other ones too. And that's kind of what happened. Yeah, compared to the other ones, it is. Even though it's only from 94,
interesting,
95, but it happens to be a pretty loud one. Now, do you have any other artists? You don't have any other artists.
I could
have
sworn I heard a Jagger in there.
Beginning. Okay. What do you think, Matt? Anything else you've heard of?
Yeah, I had Rolling Stones written.
Okay. What about you?
I had the Stones, and I also had Aerosmith.
Okay, there is no Aerosmith.
Okay.
But there is a Rolling Stones song. Okay, so you've got Tom Petty, Rolling Stones. I'm going to give you the two other artists. These are right up your alley, Jared. That's why they're here. R.E.M.
Huh.
And Radiohead. The R.E.M. one, I swear to God, I'm not even hearing it, which is scary. But it's got to be there. And the Radiohead one, if I block everything else out, I can hear the soft murmur of it underneath. It's there. I'm going to play it for you again and see if you can. This is going to be really good for you, being a fan of all four of these bands. So here we go. I wonder how good this segment would go over on terrestrial radio. We're playing this back to back to back to back.
I know.
Yeah. Anybody have any further developments at all out of you guys? Anything at all? No? Okay. All right. I'm going to give you the answers because we got to move on to the next one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think I know the REM song.
Do you? Really? What do you think?
Is it Shiny Happy People?
Oh, my God. You are a champion. I mean, for a guy. Wow.
Good job.
I honestly couldn't even hear it there, but it's there.
Probably the worst REM song ever.
That's why I put it in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whiny, sappy people. All right. So you got Tom Petty's It's Good to Be King. You've got Whiny, Sappy People by REM. You've got a Radiohead song, and you got a Stone song. And I'm shocked that you can't hear the Stone song. The very, very first 2 seconds, you hear Jagger.
Yeah,
and he says, "Make love together." That line right there, I know what that is. That's Mixed Emotions.
Right.
So Rolling Stones' Mixed Emotions is there, and the Radiohead song, it's so faint. I will point,
you know, it's
to...
funny. I was going to say Highwire, which was about the same time. But
no,
I know.
It's actually my favorite Radiohead song, the very popular Creep. If you listen very, very closely, you'll hear the "When I let it on, I'll look you in the eye." It's there. I'll point to you when it starts. One more time. I'm going to play it one more time. Here we go. All right. There's Stones right there. It's there. Barely.
Boy, his...
But I don't know where you heard Shiny Happy People. I mean, it's in there, but... I know where he heard it.
Right there.
You can hear the chicken there. Is that what it was? Maybe? I don't know.
From the B-52s?
You can hear him sing. There's one just like little millisecond break where you can hear him sing it.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. Well, that one was probably my toughest one ever. Interesting. I thought it was going to be the easiest one. Let's do this one now. This one is even more up your alley. But it's up the entire show's alley. Here we go.
Okay.
Quattro Smash number 2. Okay.
Why the hell did you put a bunch of Jan Terry songs? Yeah.
Are they all?
You guys tell me. How many did you hear?
I heard a bunch of Jan Terry.
I know I heard Whack'em Wool Santa.
Whack'em Wool Santa was definitely there.
Go, Go Goblin or whatever.
Or Get Down Goblin.
Did you hear
Get
that one
Goblin
on there too?
Yes.
Did you? You
wanna I wasn't 100% sure about
Let
that
me
one.
Play it one more time. We don't have a lot of time left. But you got it. Here we go. One more time.
Lose You song.
Yeah. And Journey to Mars.
Yep.
Yep.
So did you name them all?
So what?
I
all
did.
Four?
Journey Get to down. Mars, Get Down Goblin.
Yep.
I Don't Want to Lose You Tonight.
Yep.
And
Yep.
And Whack'em Wool.
Yep. Same. Didn't even give Matt a chance, but I think Matt kind of figured that out too.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious. We haven't played Get Down Goblin on this show before. We got to play this song. This is their best song ever. This is the best.
Played it last night on Nightwatch.
Very good. But you never on, did you?
Next week.
Really? When's she coming on my show?
I'm working on it.
You don't need to work on it. Just get her on the show.
Well, she's got, you know how she...
Hey, we had her first.
You did.
Okay.
You got about a minute before the...
I know, but we got to do some Get Down Goblin, man.
All right.
There we go. Come on, Jared, shake it.
I just admire that musical segue.
She is hot as balls. I tell you. She is. Oh, wait, so is she. Wait, let's read some of the comments here below on YouTube. Let's see here. What do they have to say about her? All-time greatest goth anthem. Booty Fister says, I'd like to get down on her goblin. Yeah. Somebody else said, what's it like having an extra chromosome? Let's see here. Three single ladies and a globin. What the... Man... See here. Somebody else says, no more Jan Terry. No more. Jan's breasts look exhausted.
Who's that?
This is great.
Who's that?
Jan's breasts look exhausted. It's great. That's a new sweeper for me. His breasts look exhausted. The Brad Westmarsh Show. Yeah. All right. Man, oh man, I love this. There she is playing the bass. Look at that.
I don't know that she's actually playing.
Probably not. Man, I'll tell you what.
Get down.
She is so hot.
You need to, honestly,
that's going to be one of my shticks. You got to get her on. I can be nice, and I can tell her how hot I think she is.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Honey, your breasts look exhausted.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
On the Get Down Goblin video.
Oh.
Oh, man. I just spit. All over the mic. Sorry about that.
God dang, you're drooling.
Hello, Jared.
Goodbye.
It was nice to see you again.
Nice to be seen.
Would it be okay if I gave you a man hug before we go?
No.
You could give him some Lysol.
How about some Lysol in the mouth?
Oh, what?
Man. Sorry. Sorry. All right. So, thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed it. Quattro Smash, song to story. Speaking of stories, a little story about a man hug. Next week on the show, we'll play Match Game. Looking forward to that with Mr. Chris Kamler, fake Chris Kamler / fake Ned Yost. I do believe he's confirmed. He better be. That's the whammy. When I mention it before I'm 110% sure, he won't come on.
Mm.
I know he's going to.
Don't jinx it.
Actually, I want to find him a challenger. I really, really do. I want to get a challenger on the phone. I just don't know who to pick out. So, I don't know. Figure somebody out. Somebody with pizzazz.
Pizzazz, you say.
Somebody with exhausted breasts. Nice. So, Jared, nice to have you tonight.
Nice to be had.
In the biblical sense, of course.
Right, naturally.
We'll see you next week. Magic Matthew Flynn, good luck with your free agency.
I'm going to go try on some dolphin stuff as soon as I get home.
Not a bad idea. You'll probably look good in the old teal.
No doubt about it.
Always good to have you. Todd Sheets, thank you for not swearing tonight, because there was also the first time last week that you swore and didn't edit it out of the show. But that's okay. We appreciate you regardless of your potty mouth. I am Brad Westmarsh saying thank you for joining us. If you didn't like it, I'm sorry. Next time we'll try to do better. Otherwise, thank you for coming. And if you didn't, well, maybe next time you can. I'm Brad saying night-night.